This week British Columbia witnesses a defining moment in its legal history as transformative amendments to the Family Law Act come into effect. This marks a turning point in how the law views and handles pets in the emotionally charged contexts of divorce and separation. Moving beyond the outdated notion of pets as mere property, akin to inanimate objects like a couch, these amendments herald a new era where pets are recognized as integral, sentient members of the family. This landmark shift resonates profoundly in a province where pets are cherished in over half of all households, symbolizing a significant evolution in societal values and acknowledging the depth of the human-animal bond. At the heart of these amendments is the reclassification of pets as companion animals, a term that elevates their status beyond that of inanimate assets. This new classification brings with it a series of considerations that courts must weigh in during pet custody disputes. These include the pet's care history, exposure to family violence, and their relationship with children in the family. The amendments also introduce a nuanced definition of companion animals, thoughtfully excluding service and agricultural animals and focusing on those pets primarily kept for companionship. I can't help but feel a mix of admiration and reservation. The recognition of pets as family members is a commendable step that mirrors the sentiments of numerous individuals and communities. This change is particularly meaningful for individuals who cannot have children and members of the LGBTQ community, for whom pets often represent an essential part of their family. However, the legislation stops short of realizing the full potential of this paradigm shift. In an ideal world, pets would receive a legal status akin to that of children, entitling them to shared custody arrangements and an equitable division of responsibilities and expenses between caregivers. This approach would not only address the legal standing of pets but also their emotional and physical well-being, paralleling the care and attention afforded to human family members. While the amendments are progressive, they are not without their limitations. Notably, the legislation falls short in addressing joint ownership or shared possession of pets, a significant aspect for many pet owners navigating separation. Furthermore, the focus on the basic needs of pets rather than their overall well-being indicates a gap in the legislation's ability to fully encapsulate the depth of human-pet relationships. These limitations underscore the necessity for ongoing legal evolution to keep pace with the changing societal views on pet ownership and care. The amendments to British Columbia's Family Law Act are much more than a legislative change. They are a mirror reflecting our evolving relationship with the non-human members of our families. This significant step in recognizing pets as companion animals in legal disputes does more than alter court proceedings. It symbolizes a growing societal acknowledgement of the deep emotional bonds we share with our pets. As we embrace this change, it paves the way for further conversations and actions that could reshape the fabric of family law, not just in British Columbia but potentially setting a precedent for others to follow. It's a narrative that not only resonates with pet owners but also speaks volumes about our collective progress as a compassionate and empathetic society. Oliver Spinks is an associate at McLean Law.